A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A film projector light shines brightly. Translucent film wraps around winding spools running past silver block letters. Gilbert Films. Gold letters appear. Oh, good. Words appear. Netflix presents. And Gilbert Films presents. An Oh Good production. A film by Will McCormick and Michael Govier. In a pencil-drawn small neighborhood, a light is seen shining through the window of a house. Title, If Anything Happens, I Love You. A middle-aged man and woman, sketched in gray, sit across from each other at a long table. They eat dinner in silence. Shadowy silhouettes of the man and woman animate above, arguing with one another. The figures loom over their significant others, pointing fingers and bickering, until their shadows crumple up into a puff of smoke. The man takes a sip from a beer can, then looks across to the woman. He gazes down with a grieved expression. Fist to her cheek, the woman plays with a meatball on her plate of spaghetti. The man rises from the table just as she goes to offer him her last meatball. The angry shadows reappear. Shuffling his feet, the man heads to the backyard. He stops and looks over at a blue stain smeared on the side of the house. The man walks off, disappointed. His shadow peeks after him, then over at the blue stain. It envelops the stain tightly, then drifts away. Later, a black cat follows the woman upstairs. Holding a laundry basket, the woman steps over to an open door. Closing her eyes, she shuts the door and walks away. The cat sits and stares up at the door. Another time, the woman kneels down by a garden bed. Her shadow appears behind, touching her shoulder. As the woman plucks the dead leaf of a plant, her shadow transforms into false blossoms. It extends a flower to her, but the woman walks away. The flower disappears. The shadow dissipates into leaves, blown away by the wind. Inside, the shadow of the man watches his counterpart viewing a TV set. The shadow drops his head as the man sips from a can of beer. His eyes grow heavy. The woman opens a dryer and removes a gray blanket. Putting a hand to her chest, her eyes go wide as she sees a blue garment beneath it. The woman unfolds the blue t-shirt and presses her face to it, leaning her back against the laundry machine. She slides down into a hunched position on the floor. As her shadow goes to comfort her, a soccer ball falls onto the ground. The ball rolls past the cat, knocking the door open to the closed room. It bumps into a record player, causing a vinyl to spin. The woman's face looks up over the blue shirt. She stands. The man wakes up. Appearing on the door, the shadow of the woman smiles, then disappears. The woman holds the blue shirt close to her chest and heads into the room. She looks around and smiles warmly, seeing a teddy bear along with the cat lying next to the record player. Peering out a window, the woman pulls back a curtain. Her shadow dances happily over to a wall with a picture of a young girl holding the black cat. Her shadow meets the shadow of the man. Sitting down in the bed, the woman caresses the sheets of the girl's bed. The woman holds up the blue shirt toward the man, who stands in the doorway. He smiles and takes a seat next to her on the bed. They look away from each other. The cat rises and places a paw on the record. Emerging from the surface, the shadow of a little girl jumps out of the record. She kneels down and touches heads with her pet. The man and woman look over at the cat, playing with itself. the woman smiles. The shadows of the girl's parents appear, and they all come together in a tight embrace. The woman looks up as her husband places a hand on her shoulder. He sits beside her. The shadow of the girl points joyfully toward the blue shirt. She grabs the hands of her shadow parents, and they jump into a mountainous desert landscape printed on the shirt. The cat paws at the design. So tell me why my God. A pale blue car drives past the mountains. Smiling, the man drives down the road, his wife sleeping next to him. A girl wearing earbuds smiles as she sticks her hand out the window. The shadows of the family rest on top of the car, smiling together. Car parked, the father gestures for his daughter to wake her mother. Awake, she rubs her eyes. They look out in awe at the sun setting over a canyon. A photo on the dash comes to life as the two parents sit, holding their newborn baby girl. The shadow family stands nearby. They transform into twinkling stars, floating above a small town, suspended in a warm blue and purple sky. The man and woman turn from the view and stare into each other's eyes. They take each other's hands and kiss softly. The small girl brushes past them, smiling with a hungry look at a full plate of spaghetti and meatballs. One meatball gets loose, falling down to the floor. It transforms into a soccer ball. The woman watches as her daughter, now middle school aged, lines up a shot against her father, who plays goalie. She shoots, ball whizzing past the garden bed, chipping the paint on the side of the house. Her father throws up his hands. Wearing a number 10 jersey, the girl spatters blue paint over the damaged spot. With a bunny-eared phone, the girl takes a selfie with her family and the blue spot. The girl's parents take pictures at her 10th birthday party with friends. She blows out her candle, then bashfully accepts a gift from a boy with glasses. Later, the girl's shadow pushes her shadow parents away as her counterpart kisses the boy in the backyard. Candy falls from a unicorn pinata, and the girl gobbles some. She takes a backpack from her mother, and her father passes her a soccer ball. She hugs her parents. The girl waves back at them, smiling by a school. As her parents say goodbye, their shadows chase after the girl, who runs with excitement toward the school. With solemn expressions, the parents' shadows block her way. The girl walks through them with a determined look. Full of pain, the shadows twist with one another around the little girl. They reach out and crumble away as the girl walks off. She disappears through the front door of the school. A brightly colored American flag hangs above the door at the end of a drab hallway inside the school. The image of the empty hall fades away. Blue and red lights flash. A message on the girl's bunny-eared phone reads, "If anything happens, I love you." The image goes black. The message reappears. A typing indicator bubble shows someone writing back. The girl's message drips off the screen, falling away as dark raindrops out of a cloudy gray sky. The parents' shadows sit, heads bowed, facing away from each other beneath the falling rain. With an outstretched hand, the shadow of the girl appears, catching droplets of rain in her palm. She approaches the shadow of her crying mother, but she walks away. The girl turns to her father. He trudges off in the opposite direction. She reaches out for them both, but they leave her standing alone in the rain. With a frightened look, the girl grabs her parents' arms and pulls. Her arms extend as they walk away. Reaching their limit, they retract, snapping back into the shadow of the girl as she kneels on the ground. She gets to her feet and swells up into a large, dark figure. The figure bends the ground under her parents' feet, bringing them closer together. As their backs bump, they turn from shadow back into their human forms. Behind them, a smile appears on a yellow sun, then fades away. A tear falls down the mother's cheek as they gaze ahead. She covers her mouth and her husband holds her in his arms. Tears stream down his face as they sit together now on the girl's bed. Their shadows come together in an embrace on the wall above. A golden figure of the little girl shines between them. A view from outside the window pulls away, showing the parents holding each other tenderly inside their daughter's bedroom. The house and the neighborhood below fade away into a bright light, then into black. Words Appear, written and directed by Will McCormick and Michael Govier. Animation director, Youngrun No. Produced by Marianne Garger, Gary Gilbert, Gerald Chamales, Michael Govier. Executive producers, Laura Dern, Jamie Lemons. Executive producers, Peter Morgan, Sydney Holland, Will McCormick. Executive producers, Robin Klein, Jeremy Ross. Edited by Peter Ettinger. Animators, Youngrun No, Hyun Michelle Hale, Julia Gomez Rodriguez. Storyboards by Youngrun No, Delon R. Warren, Kayan Jung Cho. Original music by Lindsay Marcus. Sound designer, re-recording mixer, Michael Babcock.
But what did I ask for? And what did I find?
Music supervisor, John Hafter. Production supervisor, Eliza Govier.
So tightly held, that I wish.
Special thanks, Every Town for Gun Safety. Special thanks, Kaya Kayadian, Eric Hyman. Special thanks and credits roll.
The weight of the words you say.
Words Appear Over Black, La Train Train. A film strip cuts through letters, Gilbert Films. Copyright 2020, Ogood Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.